It was obvious to me, as I spent my many hours along the highways of the state, worked for the highway department, that the tourist business was picking up. And my folks had gotten into a modest old campground operation in Elko, and in visiting them, I would notice the tourist influx, and they were housing tourists. And I could see a potential for a tourist industry in the future. And as cars picked up and we were building these roads and improving them and paving them, that people would be able to travel easily, faster, and cheaply, and safely, and that there should be considerably more travel than we'd ever seen in America in the past. I think I did have vision in that respect, though many others did too, and I felt I could take a chance as a young man on opening a motel or some business catering to the tourist, and it looked to me like the motel business was the best. So I came to Reno and got in contact with my folks to see if I could get some financial help from them. They were digging out of the Depression a bit by that time. And through a family arrangement, we did purchase what was known as the Silver State Lodge, 1791 West 4th Street in Reno, which was on the main road to San Francisco, which was one of the hottest tourist roads of the state. I was there 25 years, and I did very well. I worked awfully hard and long hours, and was very confining, but it was lucrative.